Above the rocks, on the fertile fields of California, people are talking about a different kind of treasure, avocados. Once they were a delicacy, now they're common in many homes and restaurants. You may have mashed a few of them yesterday and added them to the Super Bowl snack platter. Commentator Pat Morrison says the next time you spread avocado dip on a cracker, you should think twice.
Ask yourself, am I eating hot guacamole? Not hot on the thermometer, but hot on the police blotter. About 26 million avocados get eaten on Super Bowl Sunday, according to www.avocado.org. At least 9 out of 10 of them come from California, where the avocado industry is so important that the original 76-year-old Hass avocado tree, the mother of 15 million trees around the world and uncounted tons of guacamole, is an official California historical landmark. But a big business means big crimes, and avocado theft, avocado rustling as some old-timers call it, is a $10 million a year California felony. We're not talking about plucking 2 or 3 ripe ones off a tree. We are talking about organized rings of avocado thieves sweeping through the groves like locusts, stripping the trees bare. This is not a paltry offense or a funny one. The crime is so profitable that San Diego County enlisted a volunteer posse of avocado cops on dirt bikes to patrol the hillsides and canyons where the trees grow best. One rancher patrolled his property by plane. The state has an avocado commission which offers bounties for tips that convict avocado thieves. In 18 months, in one county alone, it handed out nearly $10,000 in rewards. Avocados are the caviar of the produce world. A single one can fetch a price as high as $2. That's one reason ranchers like to grow them, and it's the only reason thieves like to steal them, far more than other produce. When was the last time you paid $2 for a lime? The latest twist on avocado poaching is in rural Southern California, where drug addicts are stealing avocados to pay for their habits, the way urban addicts steal purses. A few months back, the San Diego DA's Agricultural Crime Project mounted a sting called Operation Green Gold to find out who was buying stolen avocados from addicts. It was a big bust. On videotape, an undercover cop posing as a drug user sold more than a half ton of hot avocados to a packing house. Nothing on that scale happens in big cities like L.A., where people still grow backyard fruit. But a friend of mine has seen her own neighbors sneak into her yard with pruning shears and clip off enough avocados for a nice party dip. I don't know about rotten in Denmark, but something is definitely seedy in California.
Comments of Pat Morrison, a columnist for the Los Angeles Times.